Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 43 for November 14th, 2009. Sarah and Marty's Florida Vacay! This episode of TWiF is brought to you by the new Ford Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music search, and turn-by-turn navigation. All voice activated from Ford Sync. For more details and to enter to win a free Nano or Zune, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com. Everybody, and welcome to This Week in Fun episode. I don't know what. I can't keep track anymore. I'm Sarah Lane. Martin Sargent, what episode are we on?
We are on episode 43. 43, everyone.
I like the sound of it. You know, Martin, we have an amazing show. But before we get to any of the amazingness, there's something even more amazing that I think the audience of the TWiF audience might want to know about. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Absolutely. I think that we have to go to the fountain of all knowledge himself, Leo Laporte. Leo.
President of the Internet.
I'm gushing out here in the countryside. The fountain.
Hello,
of all.
Leo.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Where are you?
I'm driving my Mustang around.
Oh, God.
You have to, you know, if you really want to speed, you kind of have to go out in the countryside.
Yeah, that's true. The Autobahn of sorts out in Sonoma County. Yeah. Right.
I'm on Petaluma Autobahn, a.k.a. Pepper Road.
I like Pepper Road. That's a nice road.
Yeah, so I can go pretty fast out here, whipping around. But I'm actually, the reason I'm calling, you have a Ford Sync ad on your show. Did you know that?
Now we do. Does that mean we get money?
Yeah, it means you get money. Yes!
Hey, Martin, this is the best news I've had all week.
Hey, and you know what your listeners get? They get a free Nano or Zune, at least a chance to win one, if they tweet, "I love Marty and Sarah and This Week in Fun," and then they use the hashtag pound sync my ride podcast.
S-Y-N-C. So pound sync my ride podcast.
Yeah, SyncMyRide. Podcast. Now, I'm on the sync right now in the car as I'm driving around. It's a hands-free system. Wow. You know, obviously, it's Bluetooth. I'm talking to you actually on the Droid phone, but I have the iPhone and the Droid. You can have up to 25 different phones, so it's good for me.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
That is psychotic and cool.
It's just kind of crazy, but it's good for other reasons, too, because you never have to take your eyes off the road or your hands off the wheel. When I dialed in, I just press the button on the wheel, and it goes, boom, and I say, phone, and it goes, boom, and then I say the phone number, and it dials it for me, or I say, call Sarah Lane at home, or call Martin Sargent at home, and it dials the number. The voice recognition is very good. You can also get sports scores. You can say, NFL, tell me how the Niners did. You can have it read the New York Times front page to you. The thing I really like is it's a great music system, too. So it has all Ford Sync cars have a USB connection, and an audio jack or a mini jack. So there's nothing you can't use. But if you have an iPod or a Zune or any of the MP3 players that have a USB connection, you just connect the cable in. It's charging my iPod. But then the Ford Sync reads all the songs and indexes all the songs on it. And then I can say a song by name. So I could say, you know, play Flaming Lips. And it'll play the Flaming Lips. I could also say next song. I could say previous song. So you totally control the thing with your voice. It even has navigation. So the thing is really amazing. You know, you could say, you know, destination home, and it'll drive you home. You can say, it'll tell you what traffic conditions are like. It's just
so
really...
So it's a car disguised as a personal robot assistant,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Well, I use a service called Dial to Do. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's a really cool service. This is not a Ford service. It's just something that Scott Monty, who's the Ford social media guy, recommended. And so I say, call Dial to Do, and I say, calendar, and I can add an appointment to my calendar. I mean, it really is like you could get work done, but, you know, in California, and 18 other states, you're not allowed to hold the cell phone. You know, you cannot.
Nor text. Should you.
Yeah, nor should you. So I'm talking to you. I'm driving. I got my hands on the wheel. I got my eyes on the road, and yet I'm really getting a lot done. I just love this thing. So I just wanted to tell you a little bit about it and to tell your listeners and viewers that they can enter to win a free Nano. There are 15 Nanos and Zooms they're giving away between now. Oh, now I'm in the Petaluma city limit. I got to slow down. They got between. That was a fast ride. Between now and December 8th, and all you have to do is either visit thinkmyridepodcast.com for more information, or you use the hashtag pound, SYNCMYRIDE podcast. And, you know, if you're going to do that, make sure you say something about Sarah and Marty, because they would like to get paid this week.
Yeah, say something about us. Something, I don't even care if it's anything good, just something.
It's really nice. Yeah, it's really nice.
That sounds great. Leo, just 2 points. First of all, you never have, nor do I expect you ever will, call me at home.
So, I don't even have your number. Are you kidding?
You have my number. Second of all, as soon as I can afford a car, I'm getting myself one of these Ford Syncs. That thing sounds great.
You're going to love it. You know, what's weird, Marty, is I don't have a call Marty at home button, but I do have a call Marty at the bar button. I don't know where that came from.
That's my home number.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It's all the same thing, kind of.
What was that great bar we used to go to after the shows on Friday afternoons?
It was the Potrero Brewing Company, and it's defunct now. It's nothing.
Oh, don't. Oh, it's so
I know.
Sad.
No,
it's so sad.
It's something like it's a hip hop club, is it not?
No, it's not even that anymore. It's just closed. It's like being in Detroit or something.
Tech TV was keeping that thing alive.
Yeah,
I know. It's
and,
true.
And the Friday New night. York Street Cafe has
also
gone down.
Closed.
Oh, no. Oh, that's
why don't
sad.
We all just have a good cry and get it over with? That's what I want to do anyway.
I'm sure, yeah. Listen carefully. You hear my Mustang going 140 miles an hour. Here we go. Oh, bye-bye, guys.
Bye, Leo. Please don't die.
Wow. There goes a midlife crisis if I've ever heard one.
So that's what the whole Mustang thing is all about. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
I just needed a little context. That's all I needed. How are you, Marty?
Well, now that he's gone, although the Ford Sync does sound fantastic, I hope you guys
fantabulous.
Try that out. That
apparently people need to, they're supposed to tweet out stuff saying nice things about us so that, you know, we get accolades or something. So
yeah, and make sure you use the at Martin like Sargent that, and at Sarah Lane so we actually receive those.
Yeah,
and
that
the
would
proper
be,
hashtag.
Cool. The new Nanos are awesome. I would try to do this myself, but I have a feeling that you and I, Marty, are excluded from this fabulous giveaway. But we're really excited to have Ford Sync on board with TWIF this week. Really super awesome. And maybe if we're really lucky, Leo will give us a ride someday.
Yeah, so it is hashtag
SyncMyRidePodcast.
Got that? SyncMyRidePodcast. All right. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Ford. And now that Leo is off the line, we can say that you guys are tuned into the finest program on the TWIT network. All that other garbage you've been listening to all week, forget about
disgusting.
It.
It disgusts me.
It's gross. It's gross.
It's,
believe me.
It stinks, literally.
I spent 2.5 days defragging a nasty hard drive this week. I am done with that. I am done with that.
You got to take antibiotics after a week like that.
No, and
that's
all Leo and the other guys on this network, they talk about the defragging and the repartitioning of the hard drives and the update and the kernels. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Male and female input. I mean, the whole thing is gross. It's gross. The whole thing is gross. Boy, we've really gone overboard with that this week, haven't we?
we're gonna talk about overboard. This entire show is overboard because we're gonna do something a little special.
We're gonna do something a little special. Martin and I thought that. Well, would you like to? You know, would you like to explain what we're doing this week? Because it's kind of a very special TWIF. TWIF 43
sure.
is going to go down in history.
In the 42 episodes up until now that we've been doing this show, is the majority of the most insane, disturbing, awful stories that we cover come from Where?
Florida.
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 The Sunshine State. We are not the first people to recognize this. For example, Drew Curtis and FARC. They have a whole Florida category.
Section. Yeah, because there's so many creepy crawly stories.
Oh, all the people from Florida. All the people from Florida in the chat room right now. Well, they...
You Florida people should be proud. We're dedicating a freaking show to you. Knock it off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that... I think that you guys are going to realize, even those of you from Florida who have a little bit of Florida pride, such as I know that Ricky Kang is listening. I know that Gator is listening. You know, I don't want to get on
Gator
those guys' bad sides.
Gator is listening from beyond.
No, I heard
didn't you say Gator may not be dead?
Some Gator may like not that? Be dead.
It's Gator so weird. I can't keep up with who's dead and who's undead and Michael Jackson dead and Gator dead.
So what we're going to do, we're just going to try to go through as many stories as we possibly can today about Florida. I don't think that we're going to come near getting through all of them. And let me tell you, the amazing thing is all of these stories are from the past 3 days. The past 72 hours in Florida, all of these insane things occurred. And I think
basically this is our tribute to the state that gives us consistently some of our best material. It is an honor to know you, Florida. Florida, we salute you. TWIF, episode 43, the Florida special.
And we have to thank in advance the Sun Sentinel out of Palm Beach. It has a wonderful blog called Florida, which is where we extracted most of these stories from. So they do a great job. Make sure you check out.
They do a great job, and they kind of do our job as well. So thanks to that. Thanks to them for that. IRC.
All right, so let's get into it here. Let's get into it. Oh, this is so much fun. Let's get it. I don't even know where to start. There's so many great stories. I think that we should start. And I think that you're going to notice a theme. Not just that these are all from Florida, but almost every story we're going to cover involves a photo of somebody in a prison jumpsuit. People who have done insanely idiotic things that has resulted.
You know where I would like to start. Now you may have an order that you've kind of already thought of ahead of time, but I really like the guy who called 911.
Oh, you want to go with that one?
I mean, it's a good lead.
Okay, we can go with that one, Colleen. What you want to do then is go down to. A man calls 911 for phone sex. That's the story. It is a smoking gun article. Perhaps you could find that one down in the cube. His name was Joshua Basso. Unbelievable.
Joshua.
Joshua here. And Sarah, we're reading about this and laughing about this yesterday when we were at the New TV Live.
We were laughing loudly, actually, and I think that we were being
very
unruly.
Very rude. Anyway, yes. This guy, he gets arrested yesterday after he placed a series of obscene phone calls to 911, during which he asked the female operator about her breasts and whether she would have sex with him.
So he was getting into it. He was basically saying, hello, 911. Hi. What's going on with your breasts? Do you want to have sex with me? Now, one of the weird things, you know, he's 29 years old. He's not a kid. I mean, when I was 4, I dialed the fire department a few times and, you know, I think I got a spanking, but, you know, he's old enough to know better. He says, listen, okay. I did make those phone calls, but I didn't think I was going to get in trouble for calling 911. Listen, I don't have any minutes left on my phone plan for the month, and 911 is free. Joshua.
It's a logical explanation.
It's a logic wormhole is what it is.
If you need to have phone sex and you have run out of minutes, there's only one number.
Your choices are rather limited.
I guess you could call 1-800-COLLECT. To just some random person and try that out. But of course.
I mean, really, let's think about this. How many free numbers can you call where somebody's going to talk back to you? By the way, we're not advocating calling 911 and talking about your genitals or anything, but But Joshua Basso does have a sort of a point.
That's the guy, by the way, right there. That's Joshua Basso. For those of you who are watching the video live version of this program, he looks like, what did I do?
You know, he actually has that look on his face. Like when guys get that glazed over look when the girlfriend, you know, is talking about how they don't understand. And
I didn't do anything wrong.
Like, dude, I don't want to talk about this anymore. God, you guys are so crazy. Old Joshua.
You know, maybe that's
anyway. So he's in Florida, Tampa, to be exact. Tampa, which sounds a lot like tampon. Sorry to anybody who lives in Tampa. It just seems like an unfortunate city to
live in. Tampa's nice. You know who I visited in Tampa?
Who's that?
Andy Constan. The Peter Pan guy.
From pixieland.org. I thought he was down in the Florabama type of area. I didn't realize he was in Tampa.
No. You're thinking of Leather Oaks. Pull that website up real quick, Colleen. It's pixieland.org. There it is. It's the homepage of Randy Constan, also known as Peter Pan. There he is. Everyone knows Randy. Go to some of the photos there. He is a wonderful, wonderful man. This was a Web Drifter episode. It's still up on Revision 3. You got to go watch that one if you haven't. Boy, what memories we had. I even put on some of his costumes. It was really one of my nicest memories of web drifting. Anyway, Joshua Basso, wow, you are number one on our list, apparently.
Sorry I went out of order on that one. I just felt right, you know?
That's okay. Let me pick the next one, okay? I'd like to pick the next. There he is in his little Lord Fauntleroy suit. Look at Randy.
I wish I could see what you guys were seeing.
You know, Randy. Anyway, how's this for a story? A woman stabbed her 82-year-old neighbor. Okay, that's crazy enough, right? But here's the reason that she stabbed the 82-year-old neighbor. The 82-year-old neighbor refused to take her on a booze run. She wanted to drink badly. Apparently, she didn't have a car. She was too drunk to drive herself. To her credit, she even offered to pay her neighbor. She was 55. The neighbor was 80. She offered to pay her, but the old woman declined. She said, I don't want to take you to the liquor store. You're already drunk. She kept asking her. Three times she goes back and asked her. And then, you know.
And she stabs her?
After the no. She stabbed her in the left hand and the left calf with an 8-inch steel knife. This according to the St. Petersburg Times.
I mean,
a neighbor heard screams and rushed from his condo, pinned Gold down until cops arrived. The old woman's going to need surgery, but she's expected to survive. Charged with attempted murder in the first degree.
You stab somebody and you got to assume you're really trying to hurt them. The driver was 82, and I mean, my grandma wasn't driving when she was, hasn't been driving for a long time, but it's like, there are a lot of reasons why an 82-year-old, especially when the sun goes down, you don't see well at night, probably shouldn't, you know, be like giving everybody rides anyway, especially to the erratic neighbor who's wasted. I mean, to stab somebody for a few, just walk. My God, you're drunk anyway. You probably have fun, you know, just stumble around or something.
You put yourself in her shoes, though, Sarah.
The drunk woman's shoes?
Yeah.
I'm in them.
Come on.
All the time.
I know that you've had a powerful thirst before. And you've called me many times, Marty, please, come pick me up. Take me so I can get a pint of vodka. I'm dying.
It's funny.
And I swear to God, actually, if it wasn't on the
really
telephone, you probably would have stabbed me.
You accused me of doing that, knowing that I'm actually really not the kind of person who bums people for rides on any sort of regular basis, unless I really need it. So, I don't think that that's a real fair one. But I know what you're saying. If I didn't have my bus pass, I probably would be calling you.
You know, some people say that we don't put much thought and planning in this show, but I just like to point out at this point that you can't spell Florida without Ford. And that reminds me of the new Ford Sync, which is a wonderful new product. Sync my podcast.
Sarah Lane, Martin Sargent, pound, sync my ride podcast.
That's
right?
It. Oh, I feel like Glenn Beck. So you know, Glenn Beck's always doing that stupid stuff. You know, like, Obama, you can't spell. It's like Bam Bam on the Flintstones, and Obama's kind of like this Neanderthal child.
Yeah. Obama really comes across to me as a Neanderthal child from a Flintstones cartoon. It's like, just, I don't even really know if I'm watching a cartoon or the president. It's all the same to me. Glenn Beck, you're on to something. Sorry, I've had quite a bit of lorazepam today, everyone.
Moving on, speaking of being drugged up.
Okay.
Sarah, this is a nice story.
Yeah, this is my life.
This is fun. This is fun.
It's totally fun.
I think we've heard stuff kind of like this before. So, you know, what would happen if, Sarah, somebody came into your house, friend or foe, whoever, and pilfered your
lorazepam
$800 bag of marijuana? So that's what, about 2 ounces of good pot. Somebody comes into your house and steals 2 ounces of fine weed.
Are you asking me? Like, I don't even know like what ounces of weed is, or if they are worth $800. Is it a foe or a friend? I mean, this story needs. Is this hypothetically about me, or are we talking about something that actually happened?
We're talking about something that actually happened. I was trying to work a segue.
You know, I come on. I don't segues like that's going to work today.
People in the chat room are pointing out that an ounce of weed in Florida probably doesn't cost $400. I guess that's what I'm told it costs out here. Anyway.
Up in Humboldt?
Yes.
I wonder what's better, Humboldt weed or Florida weed down in the old Everglades? I don't know. It's just not something I want to think about for very long.
So anyway, this guy, he gets $800. So what would you do? What would I do? He's facing a dilemma. He's a 22-year-old pothead. He wants his weed back. What's he going to do?
Stab
somebody. Call 911. Not for phone sex, but to report the drugs stolen to the police. It's brilliant.
But he doesn't have a medical marijuana license the way that this might work in California, Martin.
No.
The rules are a little bit different down in FLA.
That's a problem. But there was another problem. There was another major problem with him calling 911. Apparently, our young hero was so high that he couldn't remember his address. He hadn't any idea where he lived. So he couldn't tell the police where to come to investigate the theft of his indeterminate.
You guys, just, it's gone. Can you imagine that 911 call? It's just, I live. It doesn't, no, you're not listening. My weed has been stolen. Sir,
it's
where are
place,
you?
About two blocks west of the Jack in the Box.
It's the place.
Where they have, no, the one
I
where
live
they have
here.
Tacos for 99 cents.
There's a guy that lives down the street from me. Come on. Just get here. GPS it.
Down the street from my friend Darnell and John's house.
My weed is missing. Aren't you listening, officer?
Anyway, of course, when you call 911, I mean, the cops, they know where you live. So, of course, the cops showed up at his house. And they're like, yo, dude, where's the weed? Yeah. Got your weed stuff. The cops couldn't do anything. They couldn't charge him with anything. You know why?
Because there wasn't any weed.
There's no weed.
So technically, he might have just. Well, I mean, I think you can get in trouble with, you know, like making a phony phone call to 911 or something, but it's not like you're going to go to jail.
No, there's nothing phony about this. Somebody stole the guy's weed.
Right. Well,
dude, where's my
phony,
weed?
Not fun. Phony. Well, and he didn't have like a roach clip or anything. No substance of the kind. In most respects, this really worked out well for this guy. Yeah. Not in the short term, but in the long term, I think he really dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Plus, he made the paper.
Yeah, that's always good. When you live in Florida, you want to make the paper, or do you?
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Kind of reminds me. Remember that phone call that was passed around a year, maybe two ago? It was like a Detroit cop and his wife ate some like pot brownies. They made some pot brownies, and they called 911 because they thought they were dying.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think we're dying. No, I think we're dead. I think we're dead.
He was a cop?
He's a cop.
C-O-P cop. Police car.
Yeah, a police officer.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
We're not going to listen to it now. It's really, really funny, though. Do a search for this. I don't know what you would search on. It's really, really worth it. It's really, really worth it.
I have to tell you, Martin, that I have heard from friends of mine who have ingested the THC stuff that ingesting, like eating the pot brownies, you know, rather than smoking, can make you a little nutso.
Because you're less
in control of what you've ingested, and you can go a little bananas.
I've heard people say that it's almost like taking psychedelic mushrooms or acid.
I mean, but okay. Are taking psychedelic mushrooms and taking acid like the same feeling? It's all so much. Who needs it? I mean, life is complicated enough. I don't need to eat a brownie and then call my own police department later on and tell them I think I'm dying. Like, I don't need that kind of stuff in my life. You know, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Hugs, not drugs.
Not drugs. Only users lose drugs. Stay in school.
It's clever. Drugs are stupid. Don't do them. All right, moving on. Speaking of drugs.
Okay, what about
them? I kind of want to segue into this one, Colleen, because it's sort of on theme, and it's a quick one. This woman down in Florida. It's all Florida here. She crashed her car after literally taking every drug in the world. Kara Leanne Griffin, she's 24 years old. She lives in the Golden Gate Estates somewhere down in Florida. She rear-ended a farm trailer. That's not easy to do.
What's a trailer? Is it like a trailer?
It's a trailer. It's a trailer.
A trailer.
Being pulled by a tractor. I mean, a big thing in the road. And the cops pull her over, and she just opened up and told the cops exactly, okay, first of all, she was drunk, and they gave her a 0.088, which is over the legal limit. Not too far over the legal limit.
0.088
is, that's you're drunk.
When you're drunk, just barely. That's when you're drunk.
So she's over the legal limit.
Slightly, but she is.
That's okay. Yeah, that's bad.
Limit to limit.
Here's the best part. She also told the cop that she, in addition to drinking the vodka, she, one, smoked crack, two, had taken oxycodone, three, taken Klonopin, four, taken Baclofene, five, taken Lyrica, six, taken Tegredol.
Lyrica? You're just making things up now.
Taken Paxil. Eight, Lyrica. Taken Galantin, and nine, taken Lamictal.
Okay.
So this woman
basically had a glass of wine at dinner. Under normal circumstances, they would probably feel bad for putting her in the drunk tank because she was probably 20 minutes away from sobriety, except for the fact that she had ingested an entire pharmacy. Uh-huh. As well.
And I wonder if she pulled like the thing like, no, I drive better when I'm on drugs. Yeah.
Can I ask what Lyrica is? It sounds like the drug that makes you sing, Lyrica.
I don't know, but...
if it's true, I'm totally getting a prescription. Dr. Robertson, I hope you're listening.
We're going to play a game maybe next week where I'm going to try to. Gave me an idea for a game. So I will say a drug and what that drug does, like an actual medical drug, and you tell me if it's something I'm making up or if it's an actual drug that you can buy.
If you would have said Lyrica, I would have said that's silly. That's not a drug. It's a singy thing.
I think Lyrica is for like restless leg syndrome. Okay, let's see what Lyrica is.
No, really?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
It's used to treat seizures.
You're kidding me.
No.
Really?
It can also cause suicidal thoughts or behavior.
Oh, that's what mine does too.
Yeah.
Maybe you should switch. Yeah, I'm on Keppra XR. Suicidal thoughts is at the top of the list. It's a neat side effect, you know, where you're like, whoa, am I really thinking that? Or is it just the
drugs talking? It's also for pain. It's also for pain associated with fibromyalgia or nerve pain associated with diabetes.
Ah, diabetes.
Or nerve pain associated with shingles.
What are the shingles? Is that like scabies?
No, shingles is like if you're an adult and the chicken pox that you've had somehow gets back into your system, it manifests itself as shingles, and it's supposed to be awful.
Oh, dear, that does sound awful.
Really painful.
I hope I never get it, because I had chicken pox as a teenager, and it was pretty bad. I would never want to go through any form of that again.
No. No,
even
it's
the
good.
Word shingles, and it makes it sound like you're, you know, you got like a roof all over your skin, you know?
And
like,
I think it was it Molly? Was it your sister or something like that who, you know, they have like parties with, okay, so one kid in the class has chicken pox. So they invite all these other kids who don't have chicken pox over when they're young. So they all get the chicken pox when they're young. So they don't have to deal with them later in life. They won't remember it. Is that you guys? Oh, it was on the news. It wasn't her family. But I think it's a good idea.
Well, boy, this Florida show is sure keeping up with the pace. Woo! Florida.
You like it?
Shingles, Lyrica, suicidal thoughts. What's not to like?
How about a wedding? Everyone loves
Love
a wedding,
weddings.
Right? Yeah. You like weddings?
If they last. Sure. Let's hear about it.
Let's go to a wedding. Namely, the wedding of Tasha C. Johnson and Markeith Brown.
Congrats,
and the reception was taking place at the Rusty Pelican restaurant in Tampa. Sounds like a nice venue for a wedding.
Sure. Of course.
Well, one of the guests there didn't like the groom tossing bills on the dance floor for the kids to gather, and he said so. So the groom and his brother confronted this disgruntled guest. This led to a shoving match. Then other guests decided to choose sides, and not necessarily the bride's side or the groom's side, but, you know, one person supposedly drunk was knocked or fell to the ground. Some of the guests told police that a brick was used to knock the man to the ground. Before you know it, 30 or 40 people are fighting at the wedding at the Rusty Pelican.
Yeah, they
are. Then the brawl moved outside of the hotel parking lot. Malcolm Anthony Hepburn, he wasn't a guest, but reported he got someone's cell phone that the groom and his brother had hit the guy with the brick. Okay, it goes on and on and on. There was gunplay involved. Hepburn punched the groom's father.
Who brought guns to the wedding?
Even the groom's 74-year-old grandmother was choked by a female who hasn't been identified yet.
There are so many questions I have. Where do I start? Number one.
I think this couple's going to last.
I think they're going to be okay. First of all, what's a rusty pelican?
What's a rusty pelican?
I'd like to know.
Is that
pelican's
like
a bird that flies through the air and catches fish in its mouth.
Is it like a rusty trombone?
No. A rusty trombone can exist. I don't believe pelicans get rusty unless they're just, you know, haven't been in the game for a while. Ha 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 ha.
I don't think you know what a rusty trombone is. After the show, I want you to do a Google search. All right.
go ahead and not do that. I thought you were actually talking about a rusty trombone, but I'll take your word for it that it's something sexual. Rusty pelican. Okay. Just, you know, that's sort of, I don't know. I don't get that. Packing heat, multiple people packing heat at the wedding. Hey man, I don't know, gun control, whatever. We won't get into that, but just seems
I brought a gun to your wedding, as a matter of fact.
Did you?
Yeah.
You should have used it.
I shot a raptor bird.
Oh.
I was trying to protect the wedding party.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. Number three, don't choke grandma, you know? I mean, grandma probably threw in a $20 or something for the happy couple for their honeymoon night. And I don't think it's appropriate to choke
grandma
an old woman who's happy
off.
To see, you know, her grand child get hitched.
I think grandma, she may have had it coming.
She may have had it coming. Do you think that there were guns there because it was a shotgun wedding and it was like a cutesy thing?
Huh.
We haven't thought about that wrinkle, have
I
we?
Do.
Huh.
I absolutely. I'm sure there's a lot of shotgun at, what are their names again?
I don't know. Dumbledee and Dumbledoo. Rusty Pelican people.
Okay, we're going to continue with a bunch more Florida stories. But before we do that, I want to try out a new game.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's going to work.
Come here, Sammy. Sammy wants to play the game. Come on, Sam.
This may be really fun. This may be really fun, or it may not work, much like Would You Buy It? Apparently did not.
Much like many of our tried and failed games. It's our mm-hmm. game. What's the word where you've got like, it's like the game incubator, you know? No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either. Sam, come here. Help me play this game right now. See what a nice mother I'm going to be someday. Come here, Sam.
I don't know if you want Sam to play this game.
He's very good at games, actually.
Okay.
He always wins at Monopoly. Anyway, he's now he's like, oh, I don't know if I want to play.
So Sarah, the
yes?
name of the game is Factoid or Hemorrhoid. Factoid or hemorrhoid. Here's how the game works. I am going to present to you three scientific discoveries. Mm-hmm. They may be scientific discoveries, or I might just being a pain in the ass. So it's either a scientific fact or I'm just being a pain in the butt. Therefore,
hemorrhoids.
Game, that's why we call the game factoid or hemorrhoid.
I love the word hemorrhoid, by the way. Not that I like hemorrhoids. I think hemorrhoids don't seem fun. But I love the word.
It's
spelled
similar,
so strangely.
It's similar to true or poo. Before
factoid
people start accusing me of this is just true or poo, I just want to
it's
say
similar.
The word hemorrhoid.
People, you know what?
But this is all about science. It's about new science discoveries.
You know, you Florida people are never happy, are you? I, for one, am excited to do the game. I feel like I know the rules.
Okay.
And I want very badly to win.
What do you want to play for?
Well, Martin, what do I want to play for?
What do they drink down in Florida?
How are we going to get there?
No, we can get the drinks that they drink down in Florida. Mojitos, maybe. I know that's Cubano, but there's.
I guess there's probably a lot of mojitos being.
You like the mojito?
I do. I can only have one though.
We could get hurricanes.
It's so sugary. They're very
hurricanes
sugary.
More of a New Orleans drink.
What are they drinking, Florida? Florida
maybe
people?
40 ounces. I don't know.
Cheers.
Whatever. Cheers. It's winner's choice. How about that?
Okay. Winner takes all.
All right. Here is your first challenge.
Okay.
Tell me if this is a factoid or hemorrhoid. You ready?
Yep.
A team of Chinese scientists in collaboration with Princeton University have discovered that fruit bats are the only species other than human beings to engage in oral sex. Only the female fruit bat performs the act on the male, and bat couples that engage in this activity greatly extend the length of the copulation act relative to bat couples that do not. Factoid or hemorrhoid? Do fruit bats engage in
the oral?
Oral.
In the 69. Actually, it's not a 69 because it's usually just a one-way thing.
Right.
So just six. You know, Martin,
it's the way it should be.
Yeah, well, we could talk about that another time. You and I probably have differing opinions about this. It's funny, Martin. It's funny that this is the story that you chose because I read a story that seemed pretty similar to this yesterday on the internet. And I thought to myself, by golly, at least humans aren't the only disgusting ones. Fruit bats are doing it too. I'm going to have to go with factoid. Factoid. Factoid it is. Fruit bats doing the oral.
Judges. You are correct.
Yeah, I know. That was a good one. I knew that one.
I think that you saw me putting this together yesterday at the new TV live conference. And
I think you think I'm much more interested in what you're doing on your computer than I
you
actually
looked over and you saw. I know you don't read.
I don't. Exactly. How would I have even known what you were putting together? I can't read. I only listen to Florida stories on audiobooks. The fruit bat oral story was great. My headphones when I was taking
All right. You got one.
I'm one for one. If anyone's taking.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah, I am.
Here we go. Marine biologists at the Smithsonian Tropical Marine Institute have discovered that a species of jellyfish that is invading warm waters the world over is increasing their populations at such an alarming rate because they are functionally immortal. After mating and producing young, most jellyfish die, but the Turritopsis nutricula revert back to a juvenile form once they mate, grows to become sexually mature again, mates again, and then reverts back to juvenile form over and over, rendering it potentially immortal. Immortal jellyfish. Factoid or hemorrhoid?
Well, what's weird about it is it's not like immortal the way we think of vampires where they just never age. They're actually like going, they're like becoming babies again and then maturing and then becoming babies again. So it's like a weird Groundhog Day for the jellyfish. Although they do get to have a lot of bumping and grinding. So probably could be worse, you know? I mean, you could be immortal and be a really old jellyfish and just be sad. That story is wildly far-fetched sounding to me. Wildly. I mean, you even threw in some really weird scientific terms that I can see you giggling about making up in your underwear or something like that. But then again, it's immortal. Is this just Marty, his weird version of what immortal would be and the jellyfish and the, oh God.
That can be only one.
It just seems too perfect. And since I am technically still taking steroids, which aren't hemorrhoids, but still end in roids. It's not really much of a connection to be made there, but I said it. I am going to go with hemorrhoid. Fake story.
Hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid.
Something about this story seems fishy to you.
Something seems inflamed.
Jellyfishy.
Little tox.
Judges. You are incorrect. That is a true story. That is a factoid. It's a factoid.
Impressive. Wow.
Now, I want to remind you of something. Yesterday?
Yeah?
You explained to me our fans' game theory about my games and how to always beat me.
It doesn't work. Doesn't work, well, guy who wrote me.
Well, do you not think that I would have put that into account when putting together the games?
I guess you would have. But see, mm-hmm. I can't think about this stuff too much, though, because then I would think that if I thought, oh, maybe Martin. See, this guy wrote us an email and basically broke down exactly how Martin
wrote
plays.
Wrote Sarah an email.
I could never. Well, he sent me an email and then I forwarded it to Martin because it was funny and he should read it. But it was a complete breakdown. It's like how to win at tic-tac-toe. You know, like you just do these things, you'll never lose because Martin is, you know, a simpleton and he's always going to do this stuff.
No, he did not say I'm a simpleton. He called me the game master.
He implied it. He implied it. He implied that you only had one way to do this and all I had to do was figure it out and I would be gravy train. Never buy a drink again. But... I don't know. I forgot to pay attention. So I lost. But I'm 1-for-2. Hey, this game could go either way.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you know that all bets are off. You know that I completely do not have a system anymore as to how these things are going to stack up. This next one could be another. There's a lot of great scientific stories out there. This could be true. This could be factoid. This could be hemorrhoid. Are you ready for it?
Wait, my choices are just factoid or hemorrhoid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you said true factoid or hemorrhoid, and I got confused. I'm just
the new
confused.
Game. Takes some getting used to. Are you ready for the last one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here you go. All right. Geneticists at the University of Tasmania have successfully spliced platypus DNA with that of the dusky hopping mouse, creating mice that have bills.
Ooh.
Though none of the so-called platymice survived past the fetal stage, the scientists are hoping that the underlying technique used in the procedure will one day allow the cultivation of human organs, such as kidneys and livers, in pigs that can be used for transplantation. Factoid. Or hemorrhoid? The platypus.
Why the billed mouse? Why would scientists be doing that, first of all?
The
dusky mouse.
Dusky hopping
That's
mouse.
That's right up there with Rusty Pelican. It's all starting to sound the same. The dusk mouse. But no. So the point
mouse.
Is that the mouse gets a platypus bill. You know, in theory, it's not working out beyond the fetal stage, but that's the theory. They're crossbreeding species, right?
Yeah.
Why? Is that part of the story?
Why?
Why?
For medical advances. For the advancement of knowledge.
But platypi are fine the way that they are. I think those dusk mice want the big bills and you know, they're going to be ostracized by the dusk mouse community in Tasmania, of all places. You know how people are there. This is stupid.
Why not?
This is dumb. This is hemorrhoid. I feel it in my bones.
I wouldn't feel sorry for the platymice. I'd be like, yo, bitches, I'm a whole new species.
Also, they'd be called platymice.
I'm Neil Armstrong, this species.
Dork-a-roni. Platymice? It would at least be... well, I don't know. I don't know anything better than platymice, but I don't think a scientist would call it a platymouse. I just don't. Scientists are much fancier and fluffier than that. It's hemorrhoid. And it burns.
Final?
I know.
Judges! You are correct.
And I win. I win.
There's no such thing as a
factoid or hemorrhoid.
A mouse with a bill.
That guy in
it's kind of funny to picture one.
What's the dusky part? Where'd you throw that in?
Dusty hopping mouse? I don't know. I went onto a site about Australian fauna and found a funny sounding animal.
That's pretty cute. I don't want the mice to have the bills. Leave that to
the platypus. Let's take a look. Colleen, do a search for a dusky hopping mouse. I've never seen one. Maybe we can...
They're probably really cute. Researchers in Tasmania.
And then somebody at home...
Just think you're pulling with that garbage.
Somebody at home, see if you can Photoshop a picture of a dusky hopping mouse with a platypus bill on it. By the time we finish this show and send it in.
And we will send you nothing but our warmest regards this holiday season.
That is a cute mouse. Now imagine that with a bill. It'd be fun.
I don't want to. That was a fun game. I'm glad that I won.
What do you guys think? Let's ask the chat room. Is factoid or hemorrhoid a keeper? Would you like us to play that one again, or should it not happen again? Love it.
First game ever.
True or
love
poo.
It. Keeper.
Call it roid or toid. Keeper, 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 keep it, keep it, keep, keep, keep.
Void or roid. Yeah, let's keep it. We'll keep it in the rotation. How's that sound?
But wait. Farthinder 2 says bad. All right, then, Farthinder 2. You win. I won't do the game again. All right, let's go back to Florida real quick here. And then we'll play.
I think his name is Farthinder.
I choose to pronounce it differently. Let's go back to Florida.
Oh, you chat room. We never know with you guys. We never know if you love us or hate us or just want attention. It's probably all.
Where do we want to go here? Where do we want to go?
I've got the sunglasses if you want me to put them on.
I was going to wear like a whole Florida outfit today, but...
What's a Florida outfit?
A Florida shirt. Kind of like a Hawaiian shirt, but more Florida-y. Straw hat.
Kind of like a Hawaiian shirt, but more Florida-y?
Yeah.
Go get the shirt. Put it on because I have
no idea what you're
talking
about. It's a Goodwill.
Mm, neat.
Got rid of it.
It's fun.
I don't know which one of these to do.
Mickey57 in our chat room makes a good point that a Florida shirt is no shirt at all.
There you go.
So.
Right?
Maybe we should all wear our Florida shirts. What do you say, Martin? Go bareback?
Should I do the rest of my the show shirtless?
I mean, I would. It's just a little cold in my apartment. Otherwise, I'd love to do it if you do it. I got boobies.
No. All right. The consensus of the chat room is no. In fact, one person says, Sean DC says, world of no. So I'm going to keep the shirt on.
All right. Fine.
All right. Real quick.
We won't go shirtless. Martin and I are going to keep our clothes on today. Wouldn't want to upset you guys.
This next story, and I'm just going to go through it real quick because my favorite part about the story is that the woman's name is Sunday, spelled like chocolate fudge sundae.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday Dawn Johnson. She's 32. She lives in East Naples. She called her boyfriend to say that she had been kidnapped and tied up by a black Haitian male drug dealer, and that she was being held for $200 ransom for failing to pay a crack debt. $200 ransom for failing to pay a crack debt. And that the husband was supposed to go find a Tony at the River Park Apartments and give Tony the $200. So Tony, the boyfriend, goes there. There she is there. There's Sunday. And
she looks delicious and sweet.
He goes, and there's a bunch of Haitians hanging out. He says, if any of them have seen, quote, a chubby white lady with big breasts. Yeah, they say she's been there. She's asking around for money to buy drugs. Anyway, this goes on and on and on. But
I'm still stuck on the fact that her name is Sunday, spelled
that's the best
chocolate
part.
For Sunday.
Essentially, what this woman did was she was trying to fool her boyfriend into giving this crack dealer $200 because she really wanted $200 worth of crack, and she had no way to pay the drug dealer for $200 worth of crack. So she said to the drug dealer, my boyfriend's going to come here and give you $200. Don't give him the crack. Wait until I come back out and give me the crack. I mean, it's kind of not a bad.
It's a little manipulative, Sunday, but I see where you were going with that. I see if all had gone well, how you would have gotten exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, you would have gotten $200 worth of crack.
Now, crack is really cheap, right? So $200 worth of crack is a lot of crack, right? Isn't crack like $5 for a hit or something like that?
Yeah, if anyone has done the Photoshop, it's send it to martin@twit.tv in case anyone's done.
Of the platymouse?
The platymouse.
Yeah, Fusion in our chat room sort of says, hey, Sarah, you don't know anything about drugs. You're right. I don't know much about crack. Crack is whack. Whitney Houston taught me that on Oprah. And they are words to live by. I don't know that, but I think that $200 worth of crack is a party, right? It's a big party.
I don't know. I mean, I think a crack rock is, I don't know, it's cheap, right? A few bucks.
Is a crack rock a crack hit, or do you take multiple hits off of a crack rock? You know what? I need answers. Who do I call? Dr. Drew?
Oh, yes. Yes, the chat room.
They don't know. Anytime you say, hey, do you guys like the show? Half the people say, worst show ever. And the other half say, yay, we love you.
Here's another great crime ploy that didn't quite work out. Here's this kid, kind of a Casanova. He lures girls away from their homes where they live with their parents or whatever in the early morning hours. Like, hey, baby, sneak out your window at 1 a.m. and come meet me and we'll go have some fun, blah, 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 blah. So they come out. They sneak out the window. They go away. And then he's got his two homies. And they go back up the window and steal all the stuff in the house because the window's open so she can get back in. And then she comes back home. And everything in the house is gone. That's pretty smart.
And they presumably had like fun, sexy times all the while. So she really walks into like, whoa, what just happened?
There he is there. Sharp looking kid.
Not really very nice to have. You know, you lure somebody out like Rapunzel style, right? Well, I guess he came up rather than Rapunzel. That doesn't really work for the fairy tale. But you lure somebody out in a very John Cusack and say anything out the bedroom window sort of a way. Very romantic. I'm sure she was extremely impressed, very flattered. Walked down the lattice, you know, in her best dress, only to come home with love in her hair and all that stuff to find that her iPod's gone or whatever was gone out of her house. I don't know,
iPod,
kind of electronic
jewelry,
setup,
digital camera, whole bunch of stuff.
That's rude.
Now, that kid,
are you sure that
I got to say, that kid and Sunday both had pretty good crime plans. Neither one worked out. Now, here's an example of a crime plan that was not well conceived that happened in Florida.
Okay.
This was perpetrated by a guy named Joel M. Small, which I think describes his mind. This happened in Gainesville.
Small. Of course. I know a guy with the last name Small. Or actually was Short. Last name was Short. I am.
So,
me or Marty?
You. Cops arrested this kid here, Joel Small, on charges of breaking into the bedroom of a 77-year-old woman, stealing $4 worth of quarters and 11 pairs of athletic shoes worth more than $1,400. Cops connected Small to the crime scene based on blood and fingerprints he left behind at the scene. It matched him to the last time he had robbed the same house 2 years ago. So it was a very easy match. The cops didn't have to do much sleuthing whatsoever because he went back to the very same scene of the crime and robbed it again. And they were easy. It was very easy to match his blood and fingerprints. Where did Sarah go? She like have to go puke? You know, Sarah was telling me that all this medication that she's on, it gives her explosive diarrhea. And she often has to run really quickly to the bathroom. And I think that's what just happened. Hey, Sarah, you okay?
Yes, I'm just fine. Thank you. I thought I didn't want you to have to stop your story. I just I had to use the little girl's room, and then I found a cat.
Mm-hmm. No, I explained to everyone where you went.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was whizzing in the other room.
No, that's not what I said.
What did you say?
You know what you're telling me about your medication and how it gives you explosive diarrhea and you often have to run to the bathroom really quick.
Actually, that's just the opposite. So that's your overshare for the show. But I've got a little black kitten. Say hi, Sam. Hi. Sam, look at the camera. He's my little man. Hi. Okay, I'm sorry. No more cats. They're so cute. God, they distract me. So what was the story? Somebody in Florida did something weird?
Yeah, forget it. It was a great story. My favorite part of the story was the old woman he robbed. He took only $4 worth in quarters and $1,400 worth of athletic shoes. And the question is, why is this 80-some-year-old woman have $1,400 worth of athletic shoes? And I guess that's why she only has $4 worth of quarters. But I'm not going to go through the whole story again. You missed it.
It doesn't sound very interesting. People with athletic shoe collections really bore me, you know?
All right, Sarah.
Yeah?
I got a lot more Florida stories, but in the interest of time, and we could just talk about Florida stories for hours and hours and hours, but in the interest of time, what do you say we just play Tweetbeat and get on out of here?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's play.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Tweetbeat. I said it's time for Tweetbeat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweetbeat. Are you ready for the one and only
Tweetbeat? Hey everyone, it's time to play the game that the whole internet is buzzing about. We call it Tweetbeat. Sarah, how about I explain the rules to you?
Go for it, Marty.
I'm going to give you two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All you have to do is tell me which one of those two words or phrases was tweeted the most times over the past 24 hours on the Twitter, or in the parlance of the game, has the loudest tweet beat.
That's
you understand the rules.
Yes,
performed these metrics right before the show.
Oh,
as in seconds before? Between 1:15, 1:30 or so.
Interesting.
All right. So these are fresh.
These are fresh and steamy.
What are we playing for?
Okay. Well, I've already. Hey, by the way, winner got to choose what winner wins in Factoid or Hemorrhoid from earlier in the show. I did not get to choose yet. And I won.
Well, you're going to choose when we get to the bar what you want to drink.
Oh, so we're okay. Got it. Playing for drinks of my choice.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to play for this time? How about we just want to do a double or nothing?
No, because I like to keep the win that I already have.
God, and I hate people who don't gamble. I really do. I think it's a flaw.
Well, Well, don't worry. You're not stuck with me. You're stuck with Molly, and she loves gambling. So,
That's right.
What the hell is your problem? I hate people who always call bottoms. Why? I call bottoms. Makes me crazy.
Now, you have to give the context of that, or people going to think that I'm like a bottom.
Like it's a dice game where you don't know if it's going to be a six or a one, and it's Martin always calls bottoms, and it's like, it's 50-50 chances, right? It's it's simple probability, and he calls bottoms. It's like half the time he ruins it. It's like I just don't get it. I don't get the mind of the gambler. I don't get it. Don't call bottoms. It just doesn't make sense.
Sarah, it's not about the mind. It's about the heart. You follow your heart.
It's about your heart. I don't know what it's about.
Listen, just answer my question. What are we playing for? I want to get out of here.
Playing for drinks.
Good. All right, let's do it. Are you ready for your first challenge?
I am.
Which has the louder tweet beat? Oasis of the Seas or Eating Chinese? Oasis of the Seas or Eating Chinese? Which has a louder tweet beat?
Hate both of these. Oasis of the Seas or Eating Chinese. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead with Oasis of the Seas because I have no idea what that means. But I just feel like eating Chinese is maybe like going to get Chinese or Chinese takeout just got here.
Eating today. Chinese food.
I would think that they would say eating the best hot and sour soup this side of the Mississippi, but I don't know if they would say eating Chinese food.
No one's ever said eating the best hot and sour soup this side of the Mississippi.
I said that.
Nobody.
Me. I just said it. I tweeted it and I made it private. That's why I didn't show up in your results.
You're the first.
Yep. First and the last.
So what's your answer?
My answer is Oasis of the Seas. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I have literally no strategy at all.
You have no idea. It's
nope.
Judges, I hate it when you do this. You are correct. And let me say this. Oasis of the Seas.
I have ESPN.
Which is a ship that you don't want to go on if you have a lisp. It would be very embarrassing.
Oasis.
It's a massive $1.5 billion cruise ship, Sarah. 40% larger than the next big one. Five times larger than the Titanic. Can accommodate 6,300 passengers and 2,100 crew members. It's like a floating city. It's got whole neighborhoods. It's got parks. It's got arenas. It's amazing.
What is the lisp part about?
Oh, because if you had a lisp, it would be difficult to say Oasis of the Thieves.
Oasis of the Thieves. Oasis of the Thieves.
Yes.
I prefer that, just to be honest. But whatever. Okay.
And yes.
As somebody just pointed out in the chat room,
Ford 66 just pointed out in the chat room, this ship is in Florida right now.
Oh, my God. And it all comes around.
Synchronicity. See how I do this? And by the way, thank you, Ford 66. And you know what you remind me of? The wonderful new Ford Sync.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
Shut up.
So all I'm right. 1-for-1.
You're 1-for-1. Here's your next challenge. You ready?
I am.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Rick Perry or Virgin Mary? Rick Perry or Virgin Mary? Which has a louder tweet beat?
Rick Perry or Virgin Mary? Virgin Mary, Rick Perry, Virgin Mary, Rick Perry.
OxyContin, Rush Limbaugh.
Whoa. That woke me up. Let's go with Rick Perry.
Who's Rick Perry?
Not the Virgin Mary, that's for sure. Something different. Also, the
once again, you're going with a choice. You have absolutely no idea what it is.
Yes, I do. I'm not that.
Who's Rick Perry? I bet if I said Luke Perry, you know who that was.
I know who lots of Perrys are.
If I said Steve Perry, you know who that was.
One of the greatest singers of all time. Let's not even get into that.
Rick Perry.
Governor of Texas.
Yeah, you just looked that up.
I didn't.
Yes,
my computer's like not even that close to me. I wanted to stand back so you guys could admire my garden. I'm not even in really typing.
I saw it in the chat room. God, I hate you.
You know what?
You didn't know 10 seconds.
I think you need to funnel this hate into something constructive.
Yes,
like watercolor.
You are correct.
Thank you.
You got to turn off the chat room when you're playing TweetBeat. Rick Perry, 301, Virgin Mary, 63. Rick Perry just said the United States is moving into socialism.
Well, he's, you know, absolutely right. For what it's worth, I said Rick Perry before I even looked at the chat room. I just felt stupid because I didn't know who he was. And so I saw Governor of Texas, so I used them for that. But I really didn't cheat. I'm not a cheater. Only users lose drugs.
All right. Now, okay, we're going to do one more. And because you really had no idea what the Oasis of Seas were, you had no idea what Rick Perry was, you have to play Double or Nothing. That is only fair.
Fine. Okay.
Fine. All right. Which has a louder tweet beat? 12,000 times a day or Chinese buffet?
What is this? What are you hungry for Chinese food or my gosh? Yes you are. Are you? We got to do dim sum again.
12,000 times a day or Chinese buffet? Which has a louder tweet beat?
12,000 times a day. What happens 12,000 times a day? You guys, I know I seem like a real moron these last few weeks, but you got to understand that I've been doing a lot less reading because I can't read that well right now. So
Sarah, I'll give you a hint. This is something that we were
like
briefly talking about. We were briefly talking about this yesterday at New TV.
About doing something 12,000 times a day?
Girl,
it was masturbating. It wasn't masturbating. No. Okay. I have no idea. Looking at our Twitter number. the little girl who couldn't stop sneezing.
Yes.
12,000 times a day or Chinese buffet? Oh, man. I mean, see, this is one of these kickers where Martin thinks that, let me just get you into the mind of Martin, because I know this guy pretty well. Martin thinks that because I now know what the 12,000 refers to, that I'm going to guess that little girl, because we looked at the story and we thought, oh, this poor thing, and oh, she's sneezing so much, she's throwing out her back, she barely sleep. So it's going to be on my mind, and I'm going to think, oh, that must have been retweeted a lot by the various news outlets. Chinese buffet. I mean, Martin writes long blog posts about Chinese buffets, but for the most part, it's not really, you know, on the tip of everybody's tongue on Twitter anyway. But knowing that he knows this about me, I feel like I want to just turn everything on its head and go with what I think is wrong in order to be right. I don't know why, but I don't really care all that much either. So I'm going to go with Chinese buffet. Sorry for that long rant. Did Martin fall?
Excuse me. Judges, you are correct. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening.
I knew it. I've cracked the mind. I did it. I knew it. See, all you people in the chat room, you weren't even there for me. You said I'm overthinking. Sarah's medicated. She's a moron. She's stupid. And you know what? I have prevailed. I have prevailed over Martin, and I have prevailed over all.
Once again, I had to tell you the context.
Yeah, well, it didn't really work out for you in the end, did it, comrade? Did it? I'm very happy with myself. Yeah, it's been a good day of games. You owe me like 40
Still the
beers.
Game master. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you, everyone, so much for watching, for listening. Sorry that we started a little late today. I enjoyed it. That was our Florida episode. Until next week, have fun.
Fluff will be at the bar.